Nolte, Woke Netflix is Worst Performing Stock in S&P 500. By John Nolte on May 2, 2022. Of the 500 stocks in the S&P 500, Woke Netflix is performing the worst, according to the far-left New York Times. Netflix, the worst performer in the S&P 500 this year, is being treated more harshly than nearly any other, says the Times. In their latest earnings call on April 19, Netflix executives revealed not only that they had failed to reach the growth target that they had set for themselves, but said that subscriptions for the first quarter of 2022 had actually fallen. Next quarter, Netflix expects to lose 2 million of its 200 million subscribers. The Times adds, the stock market reacted with a vengeance. Netflix shares have fallen more than 40% since then and more than 70% from their peak last November. Naturally, The Times blames Netflix's collapse on everything but what caused Netflix's collapse. According to The Times, Netflix was a victim of the end of the anti-science lockdowns, increased streaming competition, and market saturation. Fair enough. Undoubtedly, that all played a factor. But let's go back to the beginning. Out of 500 companies in the S&P 500, Netflix is performing the worst. Out of 500 companies, Netflix is number 500. Any number of companies in the S&P 500 have been affected by the virus, the coming recession, inflation, supply chain woes, increased energy costs, competition and the like. Netflix, however, is number 500 out of. This means there's something more going on. Something additional. A form of rejection unique to Netflix. Naturally, because the New York Times is a left-wing propaganda outlet determined to reassure its ignorant readers that their bubble is the correct one, The Times does not bother to even suggest the following. Suggest what we all know to be true: Netflix's pile of content is the biggest and most expensive pile of shit ever produced in the history of ever. If you have Netflix, you know exactly what I mean. Its menu is an infinity of shit. You see, Netflix has a unique problem. All the other streaming services, Paramount Plus, Disney Plus, Fomax, ESPN Plus, Peacock, Amazon, and Hulu, have something Netflix does not: a massive library of older, pre-woke titles. Each of those services is part of a multinational that owns amazing content going back decades, to when Hollywood sought to entertain and challenge us, rather than talk down to and lecture us, to when Hollywood fed our fascination with the endless complexities of human nature instead of denying human nature or attempting to alter it, to when Hollywood was humble and talented and gave everything it had to transport, thrill, move, and inspire us, rather than lord its superiority over us. Fomax has access to Warner Brothers when Warner Brothers was still great. Peacock Plus has access to NBC and Universal when NBC and Universal were still great. Hulu and ESPN Plus have ABC and Disney. Amazon just purchased MGM, and even if you never stream Amazon, you feel the annual fee is worth it for the free shipping. Netflix has only Netflix, and Netflix is shit. A gigantic pile of shit no one watches, and if they do, they will never watch again. Netflix has spent billions of dollars producing a giant pile of shit, and therefore its library is a giant pile of shit. Yes, there are exceptions, but so few you can name them. The first few seasons of House of Cards, Adam Sandler's movies, Ozark, Cobra Kai, The Crown, although it sucked last season because poor little Princess Diana. Yes, everyone went woke. All the entertainment companies went woke. And that regressive, anti-art decision has hurt all the entertainment companies, no question. Woke equals failure, failure at the box office, failure in the ratings, critical failure, legacy failure, and career failure for a lot of talented actors and actresses nobody likes due to their smug, superior public image. But people will stick with Disney, etc., for the older, non-woke material. That's the good stuff. That's the juicy stuff. That's worth the price of admission, at least for now. What I mean is this: while present-day Disney is looking to groom your child into a neurotic and damaged wreck who will be easy prey for all the child predators in the Democrat Party, you can still go back and watch The Little Mermaid or Bambi. Netflix doesn't have that option. It has no library that reaches back to when Hollywood was great, pre-2000. What's more, all the streamers have or are pulling their older material from Netflix. This means that Netflix can only offer Netflix, and Netflix is shit. It's all woke shit. All of it. And it's all woke shit for one reason, to attract talent. Netflix bent over and said yes to everything. Including Meghan Markle, whose only real skill is emasculating princes. If you give artists carte blanche, you are going to end up with self-important, preachy shit, and that's exactly what happened. Does Markle's now-cancelled Netflix production sound like it would appeal to anyone other than the shallow woke-tards in Meghan and Harry's insulated bubble? Netflix must start behaving like what it is, the most powerful studio in the world. Netflix needs to cater to its audience, to its subscribers, and not to a bunch of artistic flakes who have nothing in common with their audience. The moguls of the studio era understood this. Zanuck, Selznick, Cohn, Disney, Lamley, Warner, Mayer, etc. These guys knew that you cannot allow the artistic-minded inmates to run the asylum. And they were right. Look at the results. The Golden Age gave us a countless number of timeless artistic masterpieces and a countless number of screen legends who would not be screen legends had the evil moguls not protected them from themselves. If Netflix wants to remain the most powerful studio in the world, it needs to say no, no, no. To bizarre, unappealing fetishists like Ryan Murphy. The artiste who just paid Netflix back its $300 million with nearly a dozen woke flops.